And you know, normally the best interest of the child governs what happens to children. But in this context, the parent's religion governs what happens to children.
Right.
Now, how does this relate to bioethics? Think about the fact that within the bioethics realm, we debate whether or not parents who don't believe in blood transfusion should be able to keep their children from blood transfusions. Parents who don't believe in vaccinations should keep their kids from having vaccinations.
Yeah.
So you have that same sort of mix of government versus private, but then within the private, I see conflicts that mirror the larger distinction on this level. And when the children don't agree or are not empowered in voice to have an opinion, or don't have anybody to speak for them, then it's the same thing as between the state and the parents. So, I just that to me is fascinating.